Proclamation number 8411 of 14th of February, 1963. Redeeming cooperation in the end times. If you place yourselves at my disposal, if you want to be my co-workers in the last days before the end, you need not fear that you will not be able to cope with this work, for I know where I can use you so that you will be successfully active. Every person's abilities are different, and depending on this ability I will also assign the work to him, and if he is willing to serve me he will also succeed in this work. And since the end time is primarily about bringing light to humanity, I also choose the right bearers of light from among people in whom I can kindle a right light and who are now also willing to serve to spread the light. Who, in the light of their realization, know about their fellow human beings' lightless state and use all of their strength to change this state. The emanation of light, the spreading of my word, is a tremendous task because it can and will have a redeeming success, because my word is strength in itself and does not fail to have an effect. Yet this task requires perseverance, strength of will and a loving, helpful heart. It requires constant unity with me, constant readiness to accept the rays of light from me, thus relentless spiritual activity which not many people want to do. Yet this work has to be done to me of one's own free will. Only then will it be successful so that the rays of light penetrate the darkness. For this free will is determined by love, and only love has a redeeming effect. And to you, my co-workers, I always give the assurance that you will be guided and led, that I will direct your thinking correctly, that I will always provide you with strength and protect you against all hostility, because this work of yours is so urgent and important that I will truly do everything to keep my co-workers active in my will and through whom I myself can work for the blessing of humanity. You should only entrust yourselves completely to me. You should carry out your work with utmost confidence and always know that I need you, especially when I could entrust you with an unusual mission on which countless people's salvation depends. You all don't know how urgent the supply of pure truth is, because you also don't know to what extent error has already prevailed and that humanity lives along in entirely wrong ideas. The world, i.e., the kingdom of my adversary, the prince of darkness, pushes itself everywhere and completely takes possession of people's thinking. But my kingdom, which is not of this world, no longer finds access to people, and therefore I must always try to bring it close to them again. My kingdom shall come to people again, and blessed are those who turn to my kingdom, who can gain a true insight into it when the pure truth is conveyed to them. Consider, you my servants on earth, how short the time on earth is and what phantoms people chase after. But you can enlighten them about this because you have already taken possession of my kingdom yourselves through your bond with me and the direct influx of my strength, which is the origin of that spiritual kingdom. Thus you are only the mediators between me and the people who have not yet found the path to me. And I make use of you because I cannot speak directly to people, which they deny me due to their spiritual state. Yet I love all my living creations and therefore also want to let my gifts of grace flow to them, which is now also happening. My flow of love inexorably flows to earth, which is well suited to lead people out of the darkness of night into the light of day. And I will truly bless anyone who helps me to do so and grant him all protection and help. For the end time constantly demands work for me and my kingdom. The end time demands active counterwork to the activity of my adversary who also seeks to strengthen the darkness and, especially in the last days, causes much disaster and confusion which can only be prevented and fought through the pure truth. My power is certainly greater than his, yet the human being's free will is decisive, and therefore it shall also be judged correctly through truth. Those people shall attain the light who seriously want it. And you, who voluntarily work for me, shall bring this light to them. Amen.